Hi, dictation for Divyonda Collier, Divyonda Collier, date of service is 3/11/2025, date of accident is 5/22/1924, date of birth is 10/7/1986. This patient, Divyonda Collier, is a victim of automobile accident as a front seat passenger that happened on 5/22/2024 at around 3 p.m. She was traveling in a Malibu car, and the accident happened on 8 Mile De Quinter Road, and another car rear-ended them while they were stopped on a stop sign. The rear trunk was damaged. She suffered a head injury, neck injury, dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, as well as weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, and tingling of the right arm, affecting the second to fourth, fifth, and finger, weakness of the right arm, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, constantly, along with headaches. The right shoulder also affected her very badly. She was unable to lift the arm beyond 60 to 70 degrees in the beginning. So far, the patient chose a conservative treatment requiring physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and injections. She was provided three series of injections to the right shoulder. The initial MRI did not find enough pathology, but an arthrogram was done after patient kept complaining severe pain in the right shoulder and inability to lift her shoulder beyond 90 degrees and abduction despite intensive physical therapy. The arthrogram of the right shoulder showed issues like supraspinal dystria, along with infraspinatus tendinosus, superior and posterior labral tear. And for these findings, patient has been provided, today also is being provided another injection to her right shoulder area, to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and intra-articular injection to the right shoulder. In addition, the patient has been sent to a orthopedic surgeon for consultation to see if any surgical cure can be done. The patient understands all of these logics. So far, the patient has never come back for a epidural injection to the facet joints, SI joints, lumbar epidural, or cervical epidural. The patient has been advised about the MRI findings in the lumbar spine and the cervical spine. She has been advised about the possible alternatives. Basically, she has a posterior disc bulge of 6C4 and no spinal stenosis. At L5 S1, she has a posterior disc bulge, and it appears that she is not interested into any injection. She also has a facet joint hypertrophy, occupying L3 to L5 and S1 bilaterally, for which a facet joint injection can also be done for a second cause of pain. The patient has been provided a work disability hospital replacement, attended care for 4 hours because her right hand is not working properly, right shoulder, and she has an extreme difficult time, very depressed. She is transportation and case management has been checked. In addition, patient will continue having physical therapy for both the shoulder joints only, and no therapy for lower back or neck or mid back. Medications are provided, Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, and Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 to 2 PRN. Is provided with Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligram twice a day. Xanax has been provided, 0.5 milligram PR. Lyrica is provided, and 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient will visit us after seeing the orthopedic surgeon, and only once a week physical therapy has been provided, and all this is possible. Thank you. She has been advised to continue seeing her psychiatrist, neuropsych therapist, and a counselor. A laser treatment is also discussed with her at length. Thank you. The patient was provided with a urine drug screen. Her maps were reviewed as well. Thank you.